Our liturgical legacy, the Hallelujah. Martin Luther once wrote, "The Alleluia is the perpetual voice of the Church, just as the memorial of his passion and victory is perpetual." The word Hallelujah appears frequently in our hymns, prayers, and liturgies. It is Hebrew for "Praise the Lord." One finds it throughout the Psalms, but especially in Psalms 113 to 118, which are known as the Great Hallelujah Psalms. In many liturgies, the Hallelujah forms the last part of the gradual, so the congregation sings it between the reading of the Epistle and the Gospel. It serves as a response to the Epistle and a prelude to the Gospel lesson. In the Lutheran hymnal, there are examples of it on pages 10 and 20. In the Lutheran service book, it is on pages 156, 173, and elsewhere. Early Christians used the word Hallelujah to express their faith and joy while going about their daily work, so it was natural for them to include it in their regular worship. It is an appropriate response for those who have just heard the Word of God read to them. Isn't it true that the hearing of the grace and mercy of our Lord moves us to say Hallelujah? Our hearts shout Hallelujah at every mention of God's great works, especially His great forgiveness of our sins. As one of the Hallelujah Psalms says, "He raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the trash heap." 113 verse 7. We were once dead in our trespasses and sins, without hope and without a future in heaven, without any ability to believe in God or to come to Him, deserving only of His punishment, now and in eternity. Yet He sent His own Son to the cross in our place, so that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. He lifted us from the trash heap and has seated us among His believing children, noble heirs of heaven. We have a God who reaches down to help people who need it. We do not have a God who waits until we help ourselves or until we can show enough goodness to warrant His attention. We do not have a God who decides to help us or not based on how much we love Him, but He helps simply because He is loving and merciful. This is different from the false gods of the world who expect something from their worshippers first before they will reach out to help. My sin, not in part but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. Praise the Lord, O my soul. It is hard to imagine that we could ever hallelujah too much. When we hear Psalm 113 say this, "Let the name of the Lord be blessed now and forever, from the rising of the sun to its setting, let the name of the Lord be praised." Verses 2 and 3. Dear Christian friends, don't ever stop your hallelujahs. Don't ever stop telling, showing, and discussing how great your God is and the great things He has done. When Jesus celebrated that last Passover meal with His disciples on Maundy Thursday, they sang a hymn before they went out into the night. The hymn was Psalm 113 through 118. Indeed, on the very night our Savior was betrayed, He was singing Hallelujah. May we join Him in praising God forever. This article is written by David Schaller, professor at Emanuel Lutheran College in Eau Claire, Wisconsin.